everyone. My name is Angela, and this is my first podcast. I'm here to introduce you to the idea of the economy of words. What is that, you may say? And how does this matter to me? As a communications student, I've only recently learned about this myself. You may be familiar with having to keep reports in school or business down to a certain length of pages. Maybe you have had to do a speech, but your time frame is very limited. These are all situations where the economy of words can come into play. In my everyday conversations, I tend to go through the whole story when answering a question, instead of just getting to the point, and it drives many people nuts. My kids do it to me too, and there are times when I just want them to get to the point so I can get back to what I was doing. The economy of words is important to making sure your message comes through clearly and effectively. One of the key rules of using the economy of words is, don't use several words when one will do the job. Watch out for using two words that deliver the same message, such as current trend, new innovation, and other phrases like this. Avoid cliches and archaic phrases. Examples of these would be, in this day and age, pursuant to his request, null and void, and end results. Keep your word choice conversational and modern. Don't use vague and wordy expressions when you are uncertain about a number. An example of this would be using the phrase, a small number of, when few is the direct way of putting it. Basically, it is important to think about what you want to say. Use words that get your point across clearly and strongly. Keep it simple. Make every word count.